Well, we're bearing down on Christmas.
Yoo-hoo!
Is that what people say? Woo-hoo. I thought it was ho-ho.
Ho-ho.
Okay. And, well, that's really about all I got to say about that. On Even My Mom Has a Podcast, hi, I'm cordially invited Von Fry. Joining me is...
Mom.
And this is...
His mom.
Yeah. How are we doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, you look jolly, I guess.
I look jolly.
Yeah.
Let's see. I just got through putting a big pan of Rouladen in for Christmas.
You want to explain
dinner.
To people who've never heard of that what that could be?
Well, it's a German dish for my husband's side of the family.
That you
his
eat.
Mother, that we eat.
Okay.
We almost
it's not,
every.
It's not a decorative plate.
Yeah, it's okay. A food from Germany, and we make it. It's like a family tradition, and my mother-in-law used to make it every Christmas Eve. And now I make it, and we're going to have it for Christmas Day. So I will make it and freeze it and then warm it up for Christmas
there
Day.
There was some pop singer, somebody in England asked, what's your favorite dish? And she goes, like, porcelain, like something like that. Yeah.
That's good.
I can't
remember. A dish is also a hot guy, too.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Or a hot girl.
I thought gossip was dish, like, let's dish.
You can dish, and he's a hot dish, and she's a
I've
hot dish.
I've never heard of the hot dish
That's
like
really
that.
That's really old-fashioned.
Okay, well... Hey, why don't we start off with a little bit of a taste test, since you want to talk about food.
Test.
These are called Takis.
Oh my gosh.
Now, this flavor is called Emerald Heat.
It's from
some
Wicked.
Kind of tie-in for Wicked. What is the bad witch's name, anyway? Here, you have one.
I can't have
one. I didn't say don't have it.
Okay.
You're going to eat that.
No, I'm not. I ate one earlier. They're really good, actually, but they're hotter than you know what. They should be. What are they called?
Emerald Heat.
It's more like Emerald, H-E-L-L. Goodness. It's like a taquito, actually, but it's got this green stuff on the outside. What is that?
It's caked in Emerald Heat. Yeah, it's got a cucumber and habanero. Initial lick is cucumber.
Yeah, it starts off with a cucumber.
But then it's just all habanero.
And it burns. I had to have milk afterwards, and I just had a little tiny bite. So I'm a wimp, I know, but this stuff is strong.
Now, a few things about this. Previously, at the grocery store, they had this stuff, okay? The Emerald Heat, right? They also had some of the old one left from Halloween, and it was called, like, Zombie. Zombie and Emerald Heat were the same thing. This had, like, a little better expiration date on it. Now, there was also a Glinda the Good Witch one. It was like sweets.
I could handle that.
They were sold out of that.
So I bet.
This is what I got. And part of why I picked this up was because you got like 500 points from Fetch. Now, I use the Fetch rewards to get me my Nintendo Switch games.
Okay.
I make you buy a bunch of groceries that you don't want, like
Takis.
We
buy groceries, yeah.
And then I get points. And if you use our referral link in the description on the site here, you can get like some bonus points for something. You get like 2,000 or 3,000 bonus points, which was about 1,000 points gets you a buck. And you can exchange like 51,000 points for $50 in GameStop gift cards. I've been getting my Switch 2 games.
Well, good. Hey, now I got green fingers. You want to take these and let Aunt Alice taste them? Wow, that's hot.
Yeah, why don't we do that?
Oh, goodness. And it's green, so at least your fingers looking like Grinch.
Well, you know, speaking of the Grinch.
I need to wash my hands.
No, you're staying right there
because
you have a headset on.
All right.
I feel like the Grinch will override Santa Claus. When the Grinch
people definitely like hateful
when
people
the
better than
when the
nice people.
Grinch assumingly it when the Grinch enters public domain.
But you don't know when that is. You need to check that out.
I'm not sure who exactly owns these rights to this sort of thing.
Well, it'd be
like
Dr.
This.
Seuss's.
But what I'm saying, if the Grinch enters public domain, we could be getting mall Grinches and the Grinch associated with the holidays more than Santa.
I'm surprised it's not equal right now because little kids like Grinch stuff. I know. I've heard one person, every child that wants a Grinch birthday party.
I'm seeing Grinch on stuff. Grinch
I know,
in the
Grinch
cards.
Is having its
Grinch
day.
Grinch on the wrapping paper. Grinch on the bag you have over there.
For your brother because he's Grinchy.
The Grinch is, this may be the year in which it's about equal. Really.
I know, it's getting there.
It's getting really close, even though not everybody can throw Grinch in their commercial and stuff just yet. But when they can... They're going to be like, okay, do we put the Grinch or Santa? Go with the Grinch.
You think Coca-Cola will go with the Grinch? It's always.
Holidays are coming. Hey, everybody's upset that we used AI for this commercial. So let's do it again next year. Pull up a Coke and everybody jeer.
And for the Grinch.
Yeah, we got the AI Grinch commercials. They're going to AI commercial the Grinch into it. Just don't touch the cables with that. Touch your notes and whatever.
I'm going to touch you with this green fingers.
You're not going to mess with that. How about we get into a little something we call the news? How does that sound?
Sounds good.
Sounds good. I probably could have had that news chime louder. I'm trying to make this a little bit more equal sounding here. All right, so we got a fun little news story here. Woman in Texas puts razor blades in the bread.
In the muffins, too.
In the muffins.
Yeah, we buy those muffins.
We have to question. Look, we know we can't live in a society. People are not obeying the rules, right?
Some of them don't.
All it takes is one person in each area to being screw bad. Everything up. And I then know. You have no trust in the system. When you buy bread, all that you got there is just this little tie, right? And you could take a slice out and you could eat it and then you could tie it back. People won't know.
Or you could spit on it.
You could do all kinds of crazy stuff.
But you know what? Those
muffins.
It's Walmart. They were muffins from Walmart. They never seal them up. And that always has bugged me. Anybody could open them up and pick out a blueberry or a chocolate chip.
You're about to say cucumber.
I was going to say cucumber. I got cucumber on the mind.
Well, so those. You do occasionally get the chocolate chip muffins at Walmart, and they don't have like any kind of security sticker
sealed.
Or anything.
No.
Nothing really.
Just open the things up.
I'm pretty sure they have like a big sticker that goes over.
They do
it.
Not. They need a sticker. Come on, Walmart, get with it.
I have to go pick up some Walmart cheese for you or something soon. I'm going to look, and if they don't have anything there, I'm going to tamper with it.
No, you don't. You'll go to prison. Don't tamper.
You have to do these kind of things
your
podcast listeners.
No, do not tamper with it. You can buy it and bring it home, and we can examine it or something, but you're not going to tamper with it.
I'm pretty sure they have a big sticker that goes
Watch
over the
clamshell. Watch something happen, and
nobody's
going to come checking on you because you said you were going to do it. You're not going to do it.
Well, we have millions of listeners.
I don't
and
like
they're gonna,
it.
They're going to be engaged into it. Well,
no.
This is called the Lick It Challenge or
no.
something, right?
No.
Well,
change the subject.
There was.
Zip it.
I'm still talking. There was some ice cream that we picked up at Dylan's.
Holidays are coming. Holidays.
The ice cream. Do you want to get slapped on the air? The ice cream that from Breyers, I got the Snickers kind. Would not recommend. Not a lot of Snickers
told you
in
it. It wasn't good.
They had two rows of it sitting there. Some of them had plastic over it.
Okay, it's Christmas. If there's a whole bunch of something sitting there, obviously it's not good because everything else they're out of.
So I picked up the ones that had the plastic around it because the ones that didn't have the plastic around it, it kind of seemed like maybe one of these certain kinds of people like to open the ice cream and lick it for
their
TikTok challenge.
Let's taste it and see if we want to buy it.
Now, sometimes you'll open those up and they'll have a piece of paper that's
sealing
actually
it.
There sealing it.
Which
but you don't
nice.
Know until you get home if that's the
right.
If that's
Unless
their
you
system.
Open up in the store, which apparently people are doing.
I think that people were taste testing the ice cream.
You tell us about when you
possibly.
Were a teenager in high school, you worked at the grocery store and the guy came up there with, what do you do, break a carton of eggs in half or something? You go, hey, you can't do this.
I've seen people, it's like, well, the barcode's still the same. You know,
well, you're paying the same too,
there
buddy.
There were people who would occasionally do sort of things.
We don't
like
need
that.
12 eggs. We need 6. Well, I can't cut them in half.
Okay, other news. Here's a happy story for you. Conan O'Brien was hosting a holiday party. Bill Hader was having a private conversation with somebody, and some jerk that wasn't really invited got in an argument with Bill Hader, stared him down, then went home and murdered his parents, including Rob Reiner.
And this is real life. This is scary.
Conan O'Brien might have had something to do with this.
He had a party.
He
That's
had
not
a party. Listen.
To do.
He had a party and people were going to call 911. He said, no, I have too many drugs here. We're not calling the police.
He didn't say that.
Well, he said, we're not having the police over at my house.
I know,
I'm assuming it's because of the
no.
drugs.
No, Vaughn, you're going to get in trouble for saying that. Don't say that.
So he stopped the police from showing up.
Well, nobody wants the police at their party.
Had the police shown up, you think Rob Reiner's getting stabbed?
No, the police wouldn't have arrested the kid for harassing him.
Well, he didn't stab anybody yet. This is California. You got to stab somebody first before you get arrested.
Yeah, the Reiners would have said, okay, he's our son. We'll take him home. He's having a bad time or something. Episode. He's having an episode.
Now, they gave us this nonsense about he could get the death penalty. No one gets death penalty in California. You got to be like, first of all, you have to be Mexican. You have to be it has to be a gang. It has to be
no,
like
they deport you.
It has to be gang related in order to get the a death sentence in California. So he's probably getting away with this. He's going to go to rehab or a hospital or something like that, right?
Going That's to my rehab. Guess. Who sang that song?
Amy a gal Winehouse? That didn't go to rehab and then died of a drug overdose. Should've, so maybe she should have gone to rehab. Yeah. We also have some fun sports news. Matthew Stafford had to go to the medical tent during Thursday
Today?
Game.
No. Yeah, okay. Didn't he get hit in the head?
He had to pee.
Really?
Yeah, and so he didn't want to go into the tunnel and find the restroom, so they went to the medical tent. That might be why people go to the medical tent now. You just don't know.
What's wrong with that? I was wondering what happens if you had got to go. You got to go.
According to Sports Illustrated, it was for the funniest reason.
Oh.
Now, I don't think they'd say that was funny if a woman had to do something like that. Or, yeah, they wouldn't call it funny. When it's, oh, we can laugh at a white guy. That's the way these sort of things are going. And the last bit of news, Jake Paul, your favorite boxer, got knocked out
by a British guy
in two places.
Yep, he bit his tongue, too.
We got some nice little memes out of it. You know, you can see the guy, like, smiling as he's winding up, and he's like, oh, no, and then smack in the face.
Are there some
Very
memes?
Satisfying.
I haven't seen them.
He got booed during the intro. This some bald guy who thinks he's Jason Statham is, like, the co-owner of his MVP promotions thing for boxing. And you could see Anthony Joshua was, like, staring him down, and they were having some argument, like, hey, why is your boy diving at my crotch like this? You know, the guy wouldn't get up.
Crazy.
And he's like, you want me to finish him right here? I can take him out. Like, that's the kind of thing it looked like that was happening. And this guy, I'm going to jump to the conclusion that this guy he's about to go bankrupt. He's in a ton of debt. And if this MVP promotion thing fails, he's completely screwed.
Well, apparently they all got their money, $95 million apiece.
Well, the thing is, he's over there saying, well, Jake Paul did win two rounds. Of what, Jenga? Because he didn't win two rounds of boxing.
Of hugging.
He did not win two rounds of boxing. Maybe connect four, but this was not what I saw. He did not win nothing there.
I don't think none of the judges gave him a round.
And then other people are, Bleacher Report here is calling on the end of Jake Paul's circus in boxing. That he really can't compete. He'll put out some old guys who want some paycheck. Finally, he got a real challenge, got a rude awakening. He probably wants to do it again for more money, right?
Maybe. I mean, how desperate do you want money?
The collection of celebrities at this boxing event was the most pathetic I've ever seen. It was just all a bunch of TikTokers. And there's this guy, Jack. He looks like you want to punch him in the face. He knows that.
Like you?
He walks into people to try to start fights and then hides behind a big black bodyguard.
That's sad.
He walked into a guy that's a former UFC champion and then all of his little buddies started attacking the guy and he just started putting him down, and then he was hiding behind the black guy and everything. That was the kind of celebrity that shows up to the Jake Paul event here.
Yeah, that was sad.
But you know, hey, that you have to be a jerk in order to get the stuff. So if we need to stage something like that, could you go walk into people and start fights and then hide behind?
Because I'm not a jerk. Are you a jerk sometimes?
Well, that's why no one's listening to your pod.
Well, I did
you
not.
Don't
then
start
I,
fights
then
with
I'll
people.
Quit doing my pod because I'm not a jerk.
Can you can you crash your car for fun?
No.
Well, if you do that, then like this Jack kid, he crashes cars and he starts fights with people.
Oh well, that's
and
Christmas
he got 30
time.
30 million followers because he
Here,
does
lick
this all
my
the
fingers.
Time. I'm not licking your fingers. All right, so that's going to do it for the news. Next up, we have a game.
Have a quote? Okay.
No, your quote always comes after the game, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's the way it works. So here's the game. A game called...
What year?
Oh, I'm good at this. Not really.
All right. The theme for...
What year?
Is White Christmas. Okay? These are not Christmas songs. These are songs by people or bands called White.
Oh, okay.
Okay? So that is why it's a White Christmas. Do you understand now?
I gotcha.
These are not from the same year.
White Wedding.
I said bands. I didn't say the name of the song.
All right.
Okay. These are not
right. They have white in their title, their band?
Their name, the name of the singer or the band, okay?
Okay.
These are not from the same year, all right? So you're gonna listen to the song and then kind of give an idea of what you think about it, then I'll tell you the name of the song and what year, okay?
Okay.
This is the first song here. You can tell me if you know it or something. I've heard this at the grocery store a few times lately this year. Have you heard this before?
Yes.
At the grocery store?
Yeah, so it's the guy's last name's White. It's, he's black. Smooth singer. I can't remember.
You want to give a year?
2000s.
2000s?
Yeah.
I said a year.
2001.
All right. Karen White's Romantic from 1991.
Oh, I thought it was a guy. But it
no,
is a woman singing.
That is a woman.
Karen White, 1991. Wow.
1991.
That sounds good.
All right, next up.
I got that one wrong.
This song plays a lot around here because it mentions Wichita. They play this at sporting events and stuff. Hey, you want to say something? Have you heard it?
Yeah, I don't recognize it. Taking that time right behind my back.
And I'm talking to myself at night because I can't forget. You like the way this guy sings?
Yeah. It's called Os Falsetto, isn't it? Falsetto?
I think this guy played the halftime show at Thanksgiving in Detroit. Played this song.
So when did this come out?
That's why I'm asking you. Yeah.
1996.
The White Stripes' Seven Nation Army, 2003.
Well, I messed up.
Yeah, you messed up a bit there. All
right. Wrong again. This is the program that Mom gets all of them.
All right, here's third song.
Okay.
You know this song, right?
No.
Sure you do. That doesn't sound familiar.
Not yet.
The guy who sings this is kind of became a movie director, though he directs bad movies, and an episode of NCIS with the redheaded guy. Had a fun story about that. You recognize this now?
No.
No. Yeah, sure you do. It plays in movies. All right, well, you want to take a guess on the year?
No, I don't know. 2010.
More Human Than Human by White Zombie, 1995.
Like, I would know that.
I thought, what, that was your jam? That was right up your alley.
No, it wasn't.
Look at you.
Yeah, I'm a White Zombie gal.
Okay, next up, maybe this song you'll know. I've heard
people say that. This is Al White. Too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. Can't get enough of your love, baby.
Oh, you do know this. All right, so do you know what year?
No, I don't. 1995.
Okay. Barry White.
Oh, sorry.
Can't Get Enough of Your Love, 1974.
Oh, wow. That was my time. Okay. That was before my time.
I don't understand you.
Okay. I was in junior high.
Last up. You know this one, right?
Titanic?
No.
It's a pretty song.
This guy has the best hair of the heavy metal. Just retired, like a month ago.
I don't know who retired. It's a good song.
All right, do you know this?
Yeah.
Sing along.
I don't know the words. Again. I said it's again.
Well, hold on. We'll get out of this prelude or refrain here in a minute. So you are aware of this.
It's a pretty song, yes.
Well, it doesn't all sound like this. Here's the problem with this song. It reached number one on the charts, but the bad version of it reached number... There's actually like four versions of this. This is the best version that people want to hear, but the one that has kind of like a keyboard sound actually got number one, and that's the radio version. This one has more of a electric guitar sound. All right, so we got a year. Any guesses for this? Who sings this?
Oh, probably like 1986.
All right, who sings this?
I don't know. I should know.
White Snakes, Here I Go Again.
Yeah.
1987.
Oh, wow. I got close.
Yeah, I also would have given you 1982. There was a version of this that was less electric sounding, and then in 1987 they also had the version of this that had the keyboard in it that was number one along with this one here. So that was
what year?
Well, you got one of those right enough.
I know.
Or close.
But no banana.
Some of them wildly off. Yeah. Oh, I know this song, 20 years off.
I know.
21
Sorry.
Years off.
Sorry.
Insane.
Well, I have a quote for you.
Oh, do you now?
Yeah. You're so good at these. I don't know why I try even.
But okay. Lately you've been mixing it up to movie quotes, which I thought was a bad idea because I'd probably know that even better.
What movie? If this is your idea of Christmas, I have to be here for New Year's.
Is that Christmas Vacation?
No, you got one wrong.
Hold on.
One more guess.
It sounds familiar. Give me some kind of hint.
If this is your idea of Christmas, then I have to be here for New Year's.
It does sound familiar, but maybe this isn't a Christmas movie.
It's debatable.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Die Hard.
Yeah, I gave it away.
I knew it sounded pretty familiar.
Yeah. As soon as I said it's debatable, that's the biggest debatable movie.
No, wait. This might be Die Hard 2.
Well, it's Die Hard. It says Argyle on it. Who is that? Is that one of the bad guys, Argyle?
Okay, no, that's the guy that drove the limo. That is the first. That might be the very last line of the movie.
I think maybe it is.
It might be, yeah. So... Yeah. Okay, so that was the first Die Hard.
Yeah.
Okay, because actually in the second one, he has the nickname Ghost of Christmas Past.
Oh.
But they don't keep that going, really. Then after that, he's not Die Hard on Christmas anymore.
Yeah, I got to go watch this
green
stuff
off my
hands.
But hey,
in
a similar note, while we're watching the boxing match, they showed like a little sneak preview of season 3 of The Night Agent.
I know, I like Night Agent. That's a good
I've never
show.
Seen it, but I oh, think you need I've to got watch a better it. I've already got a better idea.
What?
So the guy's the Night Agent, okay?
Yeah.
When the sun comes up, so he's over there night agenting.
When the sun goes down.
He's night agenting, okay?
Yeah.
And then as soon as the sun comes up, he goes, you're on your own.
Because
he's the night agent. He only helps you at night.
If the phone rings and they answer, they already have him replaced with somebody else. Bye-bye now. Merry Christmas.
Go wash your hands.
I am.
Take off the headset.
Oh, I can't.
Okay, hold on. I'll do it. I'll take it off for you.
I have green hands.